In Northwest News on KPLU, more than 150 groups have come together to form the Alliance for Jobs and Clean Energy. It's an effort to fight climate change that some are calling historic in scope. They've announced plans to put a carbon capping initiative before voters in 2016. KPLU environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe has a story.
The Alliance for Jobs and Clean Energy combines the efforts of dozens of broad-based interests, from environmental and faith groups to businesses and organizations representing people of color. The roster includes lots of big names and has the backing of important lobby groups. Jeff Johnson, president of the Washington State Labor Council AFL-CIO, helped announce the new initiative.
The labor movement is convinced that the negative impacts of carbon pollution and climate change are hurting our economy, they're hurting our jobs, they're hurting our communities, and they're hurting our health.
The initiative would help enforce the cap on carbon recently put in place by the state, Governor Inslee's Clean Air Rule. It would invest the carbon fees collected from the biggest polluters into programs meant to ease and accelerate an equitable transition to a renewable energy economy. There's also a big emphasis on addressing the disproportionate impacts of climate change on low-income groups and people of color who often live closest to highways or industrial sites where air pollution is the worst. The Alliance says they've spent the last year building the necessary base of support to succeed at the ballot and hope to start signature gathering early next year. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.
Meanwhile, a competing initiative for a carbon tax is also underway. It's modeled after the system in British Columbia. Backers of Initiative 732 have about two-thirds of the signatures needed to qualify for the 2016 ballot.